So another question we asked relates to the issue of sequencing of TAS-102 and regorafenib. How do you approach that decision, and do most of your patients end up getting both?
Yeah, so I do believe the pool of patients that is candidate for TAS-102 is larger than for regorafenib. I would not treat a patient with a reduced performance status, PS2, with regorafenib, but I would see no problems treating these patients with TAS-102. Now, in a good performance status patient, PS0 and 1, my goal is to really expose these patients to all active agents. And so you have TAS and rego, you know, both there. And my concern is always if you start with TAS early on, which might be more tolerable for patients, they don't perceive, you know, the side effects as much as with regorafenib. But if tumors progress and patients deteriorate in their performance status while they're on TAS, they might not be candidates for regorafenib. So in a good performance status patient, I would talk to the patient, talk about side effects, make sure that they understand that regorafenib is not a cytotoxic agent, you know, like not a chemotherapy agent, and that we use regorafenib first, followed by TAS-102, to really enhance the chance that they can be exposed to both active agents.